In the process of songwriting, I thought about the last song I had listened to that had moved me with its passion, relevance, and intent. A song that was real and conscious. The song that popped into my head was La Femme Fatale by Diggable Planets, a cavalcading poetic rap about abortion rights. It communicated the fascism and sexism of the pro-choice campaign through the experiences of a young woman.
It was 8:49 on a beautiful ninth day of July. There was not a cloud.
While listening to the casual molasses roll of Butterfly, a rapper in the group, I felt my neurons fire. It got me thinking, where can I find that sort of awareness in present-day music? Where has it made an effect in the past? I remember the stories my grandma would tell me about the hippie heyday and decided to talk to her.
Hi, my name is Susan. I'm Charlie's grandma. I'm a child of the 60s. I have to say, the best show that I ever saw for free was Janis Joplin in the park, in Golden Gate Park.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got?
So that would have been probably 1968. As it turned out, at the same time as I was attending college, the Vietnam War was going on, so as well as other social issues. So, you know, a lot of the time I had to go out. I had to leave my classroom because I was vehemently against the war. So a protest was taking place. I was going to be there.
She keeps looking up past her glasses in thought, the light of the kitchenette dim. She reminisces, and I learn that not only was she an anti-war activist, she joined the civil rights movement in the eighth grade to integrate the schools. And apparently near that time, in pop culture, there was quite the switch.
Junior high, the music was changing, actually, because Motown was really popular at that time.
She was there and active for two of the biggest resistances in the 20th century, campaigns that commonly intersected. My question was, were the musicians of the times aligning themselves with these causes?
There were songs at that time that were very specifically anti-war songs, and then there were others, like, say, if you were talking about Dylan, Dylan was more an in-general protest of the times.
Well, there's no question that musical movements were real. Blues, rock, and punk built a platform for young people to communicate on relevant issues.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bondage up yours! One, two, three,
oh, bondage up yours is a feminist anthem from the late 70s punk movement. It gave listeners a mantra of resistance. When did these choruses of artistic rebellion peter out? Is protest music really dead? My first thought was the arrival of MTV. The first music video was launched on the channel in 1981. Was this the paradigm shift? MTV definitely pushed the already existing concept of music as a marketing scheme. Suddenly, in between music videos, you had commercials marketed straight to you. Although MTV was more focused on the music in its earlier years, it became a tool used to sell consumerism to the younger generation soon enough. Music was injected with product placement. Think, a Coke can in the hand of your favorite singer. Gil Scott-Heron's The Revolution Will Not Be Televised was used in a Nike's commercial in 1995. Some people see it as a homage to Gil, but I see it as desecration. And now we see musicians commonly owned by conglomerates. If you track musicians back to their labels, and the labels to their corporate owners, and the owners to their corporate partners, CeeLo Green is owned by Samsung. Let's break it down. CeeLo is signed on to Epic Records. Epic is owned by Sony, who is partnered with Samsung. If your lyrics have to go through the colossal sieve of corporate censorship, how are you supposed to write anything containing political resistance? A postal worker I met had similar thoughts.
My name is Reginald Wooden, with a W. Put a song on the radio with a political message of any kind, and that has to get past some advertisers. You know, that may not happen. So, you know, maybe you have to use a little bit of smoke and mirrors when writing your lyrics, and hopefully people can decipher it. But, you know, the times, they are a-changing, Bob Dylan quote. You know, what's the solution? Stop listening to commercial radio and force radio stations to play what you want them to play instead of having them feed you what they want you to hear.
So to get political music onto the radio is a challenge, but there are still artists pushing boundaries. Prince released his song Baltimore after Freddie Gray was killed, and protest songs still exist in underground music scenes. But we still aren't hearing politically aware and socially empathetic music on the radio. There's also the question, do we need a music movement in this time of daily police brutality, Planned Parenthood being defunded, and international terrorism? Can we be united by music? Or are we united through other platforms? A person I talked to on the street was united with an entire movie theater.
And I think, I don't know if you've seen Selma, but there was this really amazing song in there that kind of really united a lot of people in the theater that I was in when they were watching it, and they didn't even know the song, but they were all holding hands and just reunited in one cause, and I think it's really powerful, and you can see it just even if one song is being played at once.
There's no question that music can make us emotional. Music doesn't have to be politically or socially charged to be powerful, but if this power can be used to put us in the shoes of unimaginable hardship, to help us understand experiences we wouldn't otherwise have access to, why not take advantage of this power?
Somebody could be in Minnesota and then another person could be in Florida. They're hearing the same song, they're feeling the same way towards a subject.
It is not for me to decide what will carry us into a future of social equity. I'm not saying music will be what saves us, but how can we use all forms of art to connect and unite us in a human uprising? How can we accept each other and understand each other through culture? I believe that another movement in art is in order. This is Charlie from Youth Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General